Good Wednesday morning, beloved. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't this wonderful to begin our Wednesday morning together in God's Word? Today we are in Hosea chapter 3 verse 1 through chapter 4 verse 3. And Hosea is told to love his unfaithful wife and to love And his love for her is to demonstrate the Lord's continuing love for unfaithful Israel. And again, God's saving words for us this week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 3 at verse 1. The Lord said to me, "Go again and show your love for a woman who is committing adultery with a lover. You must love her just as I still love the people of Israel, even though they turn to other gods and like to take offerings of raisins to idols." And so I paid 15 pieces of silver and 7 bushels of barley to buy her. I told her that for a long time she would have to wait for me without being a prostitute or committing adultery, and during this time I would wait for her. In just this way, the people of Israel will have to live for a long time without kings or leaders, without sacrifices or sacred stone pillars, without idols or images to use for divination. But the time will come when the people of Israel will once again turn to the Lord their God and to a descendant of David, their king. Then they will fear the Lord and will receive his good gifts. The Lord has an accusation to bring against the people who live in this land. Listen, Israel, to what he says. There is no faithfulness or love in this land, and the people do not acknowledge me as God. They make promises and break them. They lie, murder, steal, and commit adultery. Crimes increase, and there is one murder after another. So the land will dry up, and everything that lives on it will die. All the animals and birds, even the fish, will die. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 3, verse 5, where Hosea writes, "The time will come when the people of Israel will once again turn to the Lord their God and to a descendant of David their king. Then they will fear the Lord and will receive his good gifts." And beloved, we know that Israel was punished several years, decades after the writing of this book, Israel would be taken into captivity because of their continued refusal to serve God, to obey the covenant conditions for God's blessings, and ultimately the whole population would be dispersed amongst the nations. And then God would go silent for 400 years where no one heard from God. And the next time that they would hear from God would be with the words of John the Baptist heralding the arrival of Jesus Christ. So they would spend hundreds of years without hearing again from God. And hopefully God sought to bring them into that place of blessing again, but when he offered them his Messiah, their Messiah, they rejected him. And because they rejected God's provision for their greatness, for their forgiveness, for the fulfillment of all their promises, Israel was destroyed forever for almost 2,000 years until 1948. And so they've had a long, dry spell where they have learned what it means to live without their loving God there. Let's pray. God of truth, you alone are my God, and I worship you. Help me not to be led astray by false teachings, and guide me in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, tomorrow, beloved, we're going to be looking at Hosea chapter 4, verses 4 through 19, where the Lord accuses the priests and condemns pagan worship. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you your families, all that is important to you, that he will bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and fulfill all the promises that he's made to you. That's my prayer for you. God bless.